17 times the charm. Okay. So, first of all, I'm going to say hello. We're doing the wrap-up. I guess we don't have much time, so I won't do my actual wrap that I have prepared. You're lucky. So I just want to say, first of all, Jess and I are both new. I've been here since November. Jess has been here since March, and so we're very excited. So this is just basically where we've started and where we are now. So obviously last year we had 11 states come on. We've only had 5 this year, but we have so many more that are coming. So this is where we stand currently, which is incredibly exciting for us. Most recently, we got Virginia. Yay. Most recent. So I just want to take a second just to say, you know, every month or every other month, we start emailing the states that haven't implemented, who haven't, you know, given us any good reason. We offer our support. We've got a wonderful team that I'm sure you all know. We've got Heather Smith, Barb Ballard, Amy Walsh, who are very supportive. So this is where we are. These are the states that I know have given us confirmation that they will be starting this year. So if they didn't give me, like, yes, this is happening, I didn't put them on there. I do want to take a second to also to recognize North Dakota. Joyelle Myers, who is the director of their newborn screening, is working very hard to get it implemented into their state, and they're getting very close. So now I'm going to switch over to Jess and let her talk about what's coming up on the radar.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So as you may have heard while you've been here at the conference, we have 31 states screening, 7 with legislation, and I'm sorry, 3 with legislation, and we added Louisiana to the radar since we're all here in New Orleans for the conference. Was everyone here at the rally on Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we're making some noise and we're being heard, and that's exciting, and that's what we want. Does anyone looking at this list live in a state who's not screening? So you're the people that we need. You're the people who we want to work with. We won't get legislation passed without your help. So our goal at the office is to work with all of you and focus on these states with no plan, because we need a plan in place to get screening. So we did have states come on board very recently. I know Virginia was one of our recent success stories, and like I said, we can't make that happen without you. So some of what we did that we found to be successful is we wrote personalized letters to public officials, the governor, and we did receive response. It took a few times and a lot of urging, but we did get through and our message was finally heard. And that also happened because constituents like yourselves were there writing letters and contacting their public officials. So our goal is to utilize our local activists. Another key tool that we have is our action alert system. So we can get messages out and heard loud and clear through a click of a button. And it really is simple for people to just click and their message goes right through. We've gotten media coverage, which has been huge because we just don't have word out there. People don't know what SCID is, and we need more people to understand why this is important. And we've been mailing our materials to the newborn screening offices so people have information on hand, because we all know knowledge is power. So like I said, some of the challenges, a lot of states keep coming back with costs. I know we've been hearing that in Louisiana over and over again. And then implementation models, what's working for states? What can we pull out and make sure that other states that aren't screening can use in their programs when they start beginning? And like I said, we need you. We want you to get involved. So I know some of you, or many of you, were at the rally. Did you actually send an alert to the governor while you were there? I hope perfect. Well, if you didn't, I just want to reiterate how easy it is. It's really a click of a button. If you go to the IDF app, there's an action button that you press, and it literally sends and goes right now. So our goal, we were close to 200 action alerts this morning, and I'm sure we can get over 200 by the end of the day if everybody clicks that.
The conference app.
Oh, conference app. I'm sorry. Not the IDF app. So, yeah, that should be downloaded. And just a reminder that we have lots of fun things going on. Please stay tuned for Advocacy Day 2016. There'll be more information coming out about that. And to, of course, sign up through our action alerts so you receive them. And you can do that through our website or just talk to Mickey or I, and we can make sure you get that link. And here's our contact information. We do want to hear from you and work with you because we can't do it without you. So we're here as a resource and look forward to working with everyone.